How's it going, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. So here is another installment of our talk about emotions, controlling our emotions and building emotional strength. Today, I've got an example, and it's a simple example because I think it's more relatable than other things, but I've got a few examples, and it's because some of these examples are just filled. They burn with emotion. We have to be able to look at them rationally, you know, and it's very difficult to do. It is very difficult to do, but I've got some examples today, so we're going to keep going with that. Here's an example of an emotional decision. At least I think it's an emotional decision. At some point in our lives, we start deciding on what we're going to do for retirement and planning for the future, and we come to the decision where we can put our money into an IRA or a 401k, and we say, what's the difference? And they say, well, with an IRA, you have to pay your taxes on this money now. With a 401k, you have to pay your taxes later, so it just goes in and it grows tax-free in the 401k. And a lot of people, and it's right down the middle, it's not this huge thing, like I don't want to make it sound like that, but some people go, well, I'll pay taxes later. That is an example of an emotional decision that can and probably will bite you later, actually. And I'm not going to say that 401ks are bad, because they're not. But let's rationalize the situation. Because a lot that is an emotion, and that emotion, it sounds awful, but it's not as bad as it sounds. But that emotion's greed. You want more right now. You don't want to give it away. So you're going to keep it all now. What do you think is going to happen with taxes? Most people don't even know what they pay in taxes. They've never thought about it. And that's another example I'm going to give you. But do you think taxes are going to go up or down in the next 20 years? They're going to go up. We all know that without even thinking about it. They're going to go up. So you're going to pay taxes later when taxes are higher. And instead of paying taxes on the money now, which would be a very small amount because it's not a lot of money going in there in the first place. It's these little bits and pieces you're investing over time. You're going to let it compound up to $2 million and then pay taxes on it. And that's going to put you in an even higher tax bracket where you're considered the top 1%. And you're going to pay like altogether, you're going to end up paying like 60 something percent. That money, when you cash it out, you're giving away, I think it's over 60%. You're going to give it to the government. Now you've got 40% of your money, 40% of 2 million. Man, I suck at math. Fuck it. Let's say it's 500 grand. I don't want to sit and stutter and bullshit around trying to do math. I don't have a calculator. But, you know, is that worth it? All that work. You spent your whole life, saved up all that money, became a millionaire, and here comes old Uncle Sam to take their cut, which is about fucking 3/4 of it almost. And that's not on billionaires, that's on you, the common average Joe who did your time and paid your dues. Now, if you retire at 68, 70 years old, look at your finances. Are you going to be able to live the rest of your life? And you might live to be 100. Are you going to be able to live 30 more years on $500,000 or $600,000? That is very highly unlikely. That's an example of a small, seemingly very small, a decision that doesn't seem like it's all that big of a deal. It's not really all that important. It seems like this little bitty thing that comes up in life, and we're just like, oh, we'll pay taxes on it later, put more in now, that way there's more in there growing. But if you had went with the IRA, you could have paid little bitty taxes on it before it would have been pre-taxed, went in, that money could have grown and grown and compounded, and when your retirement comes up, you could retire with that $2.5 million, cash it out, and it's tax-free. You've already paid taxes on that money. That's how easy it is to mess up. Now, the problem is you'll go and you'll look and you'll say, well, I'm limited on what I can contribute to this and what I could do. There's an option called a Roth 401k, actually. And a little hat tip to Senator Roth. Thank you for that, motherfucker. We appreciate it. But anyhow, that's an example of an emotional decision. Here's another emotional decision to go back to what I mentioned earlier. You know, we talk about raise taxes on the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. That's another emotional decision. How about lower yours? Do you even know what you pay in taxes? And I mean, really stop, take a minute and think about how many times you pay taxes on the exact same money. Federal taxes. State taxes. Maybe you pay town taxes or county taxes. Maybe that's what you do. Sales tax. Property tax. How much money are you paying in taxes? Did you know that there's taxes on radio waves talking on your cell phone? There's a tax on your fucking cell phone bill. Why not lower your taxes? When you do the math and you add it up and you think about like $10 an hour, and let's say you work 8 hours a day. So you make $80 a day. You know what? Fuck it. I am going to get my calculator out. You make $80 a day times, let's say you only work 5 days a week. That's $400 a fucking week. Okay. So that's $1,600 a month. It's very difficult to live on $1,600 a month. I remember a time when I was living on like $500 a year. People don't understand that a great deal of the planet lives on $2 or $3 a day. Like, people are hungry. There's poverty, like real poverty. Not just people abusing the system and mooching off the government. There's people that are really struggling, you know. And some say, well, taxes are how we fix that. Sure. Remember, don't get emotional about this. Did $2 trillion just get passed in the government to help people in need? Or did it go for building roads and people are still hungry? You have to be able to look at it and not just go, oh, fuck Donald Trump, and then just go along with any fucking thing, or fuck Joe Biden and just go along with any fucking thing. You have to be able to rationalize this stuff. You can cut your own throat, man. You can hemorrhage money until you don't have any. Believe it or not, one of the worst fears in America actually isn't death or public speaking. It's running out of money before you die. And there's so much emotion in money that people make mistakes and that happens. Next thing you know, you're in a nursing home. You know, you made good money. You were a doctor and you're on welfare. Because you ran out of money. Think about that. These are things that happen, and bad things do happen to good people, and they especially happen to good people who can't control their emotions. I'll give you another very hot topic. Is it right that the very first female vice president of the United States of America has an approval rating under 30%? Me personally, I think that's embarrassing. I think it's a shame. We should be celebrating this, and we're not. And the reason we're not is because how it happened. Emotionally driven stuff, and people don't even care. People don't even care. People don't particularly care too much for Joe Biden and how things are going. People don't. A lot of the things that Donald Trump said would happen did. They are happening. We've got a problem with Russian bots and stuff on social media. That's true. We know that that's happening. Why do you think all of a sudden all these former military people, they just decided they hated young people? It's because they get in retired veteran groups on Facebook And anybody can go in there and post a bunch of hateful crap on there and get them fired up. Well, these are real problems. And it's easy to fall victim when you see this stuff. And it's so outrageous and it's so awful. It's easy to get upset. And then, bam, now there's division. Now your family is asking for your vaccine card or you're not allowed to have Thanksgiving. I mean, that's probably not a good thing to do. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I am a person who does not spend time with my family because they make very bad decisions in life. Now, I love my family, but I'm not coming home for the holidays. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, if you're going to act crazy, I will not be there. If I decide to have kids, you will never meet them. Why? Because you have to keep crazy out of your life. You can't live like that. You can't sit around stressed out thinking your mom doesn't love you or your sister doesn't want anything to do with you. You just sit there and be depressed. You just go, okay. And you keep pressing forward because you got one life. And if you just droop over and get depressed, that sun goes down with or without you. It's going down on all of us, no matter what you're going through. These are very hot topics. These are emotionally driven. It's hard to be cool and sit and really rationally think about it. It's easy to get emotional, to get sad, to get angry, to get upset. It's easy. But it doesn't change anything. You have to take in information and go, well, what do we do now? What do we do now? There's a lot of things that contribute to emotional decision making. If you can be kept in an emotional state, if you can be kept in an emotional state, you can be kept weak and helpless. Because when you're emotional, you're not resourceful. And if you're not resourceful, you're going down. That's all there is to it. If you look around you and you see no possible way, you're weak. Your life can fall down on top of you. It's very important that you stay resourceful and you stay strong. You know, some of these things, you can get into stuff and people will react and they say, oh, it's conspiracy theory. And it's like, no, it's not. Some things are not conspiracy theory. There really are companies that they prey on your emotions to get you to react because now you're posting on their platform and their stock went up because everybody's on here raising hell. Look at all this activity. And they really will do that. They really will poke the bear to get a reaction. And then they'll sell your information. And if you can't control yourself, if you feel left out, if you think they're on there talking about you, all your friends are doing it, then you'll go sign right up and sell off your information. It's the truth. You'll turn on that TV every day looking for that fucking drama. Watching those content creators on CNN, Fox. They'll twist anything. Absolutely fucking anything. Joe Biden will go on TV doing the State of the Union address. I'm not like some of my colleagues. I think you should be able to become a millionaire and a billionaire in America. It's America. But you should have to pay your fair share. And then they'll go on Fox News. He's saying that he's going to take away all your money. It's like, what a piece of shit. What a fucking liar. You know what I'm saying? But even that, even being that way about it, that's still an emotional reaction. Yeah, he lied. Damn right he went on there. They'll get a black dude, go on there and be like, I've been called the N-word. And it's like, you grew up in a fucking white neighborhood. Your goddamn parents make fucking $400,000 a year. Your dad's a doctor. Your mom's a fucking lawyer. You own the damn county you live in, motherfucker. You ain't never had problems. But that's an emotional reaction too. You observe. Okay, this guy's lying. I just heard with my own two ears what the guy said. That was a lie. All right, I shouldn't trust this guy. This guy's full of shit. Change the channel. Stop watching it. No getting mad. No getting upset. You're not offended. It didn't drag your day down. It didn't ruin everything in your fucking life. No going to Twitter, raising hell, screaming, crying, offended. No victim shit, you know? No division. Because what happens is you hear stuff like that, and instead of just writing it off, you go to Twitter and you go, this goddamn fucking piece of shit, cocksucking motherfucker, just losing your fucking mind. And what happens is now people see you and they go, fucking filthy ass goddamn liberals, fucking trash. Division. You're weak. You're fucking weak. And when you hear people tell you you're fucking weak when you do that, that's what they mean. And they're right. You're fucking weak when you do that. That's exactly what it is. You turn your back on your own family over vaccines and face about it. You've been watching too much TV. That's influence is what that is. Donald Trump warned you about that. He warned you. He did. It's crazy to think that all that hardcore stuff, you know, all these mean tweets or whatever, and it's like, man, it's easy to get upset, but you look back and you're like, man, that shit came true. And here's something else that I'll tell you. This is a fact. If you hate something hard enough, there is a huge possibility. Now, I'm not referring to, let's say you hate cigarettes. If you hate cigarettes enough, that's not what I mean. If you hate something bad enough, you will become what you hate. And I don't mean, oh, I hate cigarette smoke. And if you hate cigarette smoke enough, you'll become a smoker. That's not true. That's not what I meant. Look at how things have flipped. The more that people decide they're way over here, way over there. This is politics. I'm intentionally using hot topics. Used to, the Democrat Party was blue-collar, working-class America. And Republicans were elitist, snooty, rich people, cocksuckers. Look how that flipped. Now Republican is pickup trucks and Bud Light, fucking ZZ Top, and Democrat is multi-billionaire, snotty, fucking Epstein Island bullshit. How did that happen? Because they became so focused on each other, they became each other. It takes time to do that. Think about the idea of talking about personal freedoms, my body, my choice. But you don't ever want to talk to your sister ever again because she's a Trump supporter and she didn't get a shot you said she should have to get. A couple years ago, it's my body, my rules. These are emotionally fueled topics. Yeah, but is an emotional reaction to what I just said. What I just said is true. And hey, I agree with you. It is your body, your rules. I don't give a fuck about abortion, man. I'm going to be honest with you. I have no stance on that subject. That's just one of those things that I just don't want to talk about. Don't really. It's a trashy fucking conversation to sit around talking about killing babies. Like when I see people doing that, I'm like, you filthy, disgusting fuck. Hey, let's talk about shitting too. Yeah. Let's talk about turds. You know, tell me about your fucking period. Let's just talk about nasty shit that's inappropriate. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really where that fits in with me. Like, I don't want to fucking hear it. Tell me about proctology, your colonoscopy. Yeah, I just, that's where that's at for me. I don't want to fucking hear it. But, you know, think about that stuff. And think about how we react and make decisions and think about what comes later. Because you can look back in your life and you can look at times you made an emotional decision. You didn't break up with somebody. Emotional decision. Your friend came to you and said, hey, your boyfriend's a fucking loser. And you got mad at your friend. And didn't talk to him. Turns out your friend or your boyfriend was a fucking loser. Maybe your friendship never fully recovered from that. Maybe it did about 95%. But there's that little bit of distrust there. Now they know when they hear you met somebody, they go, fucking great. Wow. What kind of relationship is that? And don't forget, you did that, not them. They were right. These are examples of emotional decisions wreaking fucking havoc in our lives. It is hard. It is emotional. You do get mad. You do get sad. You do get depressed. It does pull you down. It does lift you up. It does make you happy. It does turn you on. Whatever. It does make you laugh. It does make you jealous. It does make you greedy. It does make you insecure. It'll make you sit there and go, yeah, okay, yeah. Emotional reaction. Emotional reaction. That's exactly what it does. You have to learn to control that, because if you can't control that, other people are controlling you. You have to get that under control. Here's another example. All this inclusive shit that's a trend in corporate America and diversity and all that. Yeah. Well, let's see. Diversity, equity, and inclusiveness. A DE&I initiative for the company. For the corporate branch of white people subdivision. You know. But think about that. People see that and they're like, oh my fucking, but what they don't know is, because they're just reacting emotionally, they're not observing and becoming curious. What they don't know is it's not hardcore extremism, fucking Ku Klux Klan bullshit. That's not it at all. It's people that are fucking cocksuckers at work, man. Like, it's the accountant who talks to the customers, and a woman calls in to do the taxes for her business that she owns. Her and her husband are business partners, for example. And he talks to her and he goes, okay, so your husband started the business and you're helping him run it. And she goes, what the fuck? No. No, we're partners. I mean, you're partners, but it's his business, right? No. Actually, it's my business. Most of the time, I'm doing everything because he works and does all this other shit. Oh, okay. So he's the breadwinner in the household. It's like, you fucking dick-sucking piece of shit little cocksucker snowflake. You fucking Instagram comments little pussy. Right? That's who they're talking about. We can all agree that guy's a fucking jerk-off and he needs his fucking teeth knocked out. It's little dick-suckers like that. These little fucking pecker twerking wannabe TikTok stars that have their little button collar shirt who treat people that way, they're the ones that have to take a pronoun class because they're fucking retarded. All of a sudden, all the more liberal extremists are now on my side, aren't they? It's crazy how that works. You're reacting emotionally to what I've been saying this whole time. You have to remember, we're all fucking people. We're all Americans. 2 + 2 is fucking 4. But you hate me because I'm a Republican. No, the fuck it's not. Am I the idiot or are you? Who's fucking stupid? You know what I'm saying? You got to be cool. You just have to observe and go, okay, maybe there's a reason why they're doing it. Why exactly are a bunch of stoner, unemployed, fucking ignorant, psychotic, dipshits that walk around Walmart at 2 o'clock in the morning, why do they give a fuck at all about what corporate America does in the office culture environment? Like, what the fuck do they even care? It has nothing to do with them. Because of emotions. They got upset. They can't control their fucking self. That's what you're seeing. It's lack of self-control. And then these people go and they create very bad relationships. They make a very, very bad reputation for themselves. They create a bad situation where it's hard for them to get ahead in life. Think about some of the people. They've just decided they don't like anybody under the age of 50. You're a waste of my fucking time. This is a guy who rides around on a fucking lawnmower and ain't never done nothing but work at Walmart his whole goddamn life. But he's upper management in this district, fucking whatever, and he's a big dick sucker with a John boat. Now, what the hell's he going to be like that for? One day, he's going to be 85 years old. He's going to need somebody to help his ass out. Why is he shitting where he eats? What the hell is he going to single himself out, be alone for? Because of emotions. He saw the bottom 1% of society fucking acting crazy on social media. Just being lower class scum, filth, fucking trash. Reacted totally emotionally, totally irrationally. They're all like that. And then you get the counterpart, the other emotional reaction. Well, not everybody's like that. Like anybody needs someone to come tell me that. I made a crack about why I'm fucking still single. Well, Chris, not all women are like that. When the fuck did I say they were? When did you ever hear me ever go, you know what? All women are whores. Like I've never, ever said that. But an emotional reaction, people, I feel like I have to step in and cross the line and overstep my boundaries and correct you. No self-control. Why don't you just listen to what they said? Take in what they, I'm single because this is what happened. Okay. And then the superpower of understanding. I understand. That makes sense. You went through that, so you stay single. That makes perfect fucking sense. Yeah. If you wanted to get back into a relationship, you know, just because that one didn't work, I mean, that doesn't mean the next one won't work. But I understand. And then you move on. You don't have to become this dominating force. Oh, let me fucking tell you what's what. Well, now you're going to lose a friend. You can't go backwards in life. And I'm going to tell you, I want to remind everybody who may be listening to this, I hope this finds you. And I hope you're paying attention. If you made it this far, you probably are. 99% of people are good people. You're going to meet women who were in an abusive relationship. And they don't want to fuck you because they don't want to fuck anybody because they've had enough of being in relationships. It's not men as in you. It's men as in I'm not going to allow myself to get that close to somebody. It's about them. Maybe they know they move too fast and that situation happens, so they just don't. It's not your place to be their counselor. Well, you know, emotional, soppy, fucking rubbery penis, flaccid, just, you know, estrogen, flower petals. I understand your feelings about that. And I just think that what you should do, it's none of your fucking business what they do. It's none of your fucking business what they do. Let it go. Just observe. Well, I understand. When you practice this self-control, where you catch even the little stuff, like we're talking about, these are little bitty things, tiny things. These aren't a big deal. The other stuff was, those were big deals. But notice how you can react all the time. Anger is anger. Well, I disagree. That send that emotion, whatever disagree is, I guess, that rejection, whatever it is. Notice how it was the same. Talking about huge stuff and the small stuff. It's crazy how when you're in love, it's equal to in love. You're not kind of, like, you know what I'm saying? It's amazing how upset is upset and anger is anger. Rage is rage. It's equal. Then you start thinking, you know, is what I'm looking at, is what this thing is right here that's got me so fucking pissed off. I mean, I can't fucking sleep, man. I've been pacing the floor. I'm mad. It got me. It got under my fucking skin. It pissed me off. How big is this? Because when you start realizing that anger is anger, it's not like there's some fucking ranking system. It's the same sensation no matter what. Is this fucking worth it? Is this tweet worth it? Is it worth me getting stressed out because fucking Veronica met another dumbass, met another Bruno fucking douchebag? One of those guys that looks like Saved by the Bell had a fucking retarded baby. I mean, really, is it worth it? Or you just go, well, okay, you know, I wish you well. I hope it works. You know, I hope everything, I'm sure things will be great. And just be supportive. You know, is it worth it? Oh, you voted for Trump. Is it worth losing your fucking mind over that? Is it really that big of a deal? Well, yeah, because of fucking QAnon, all these goddamn conspiracy theories, there's always going to be some crazy motherfucker. You can't go find two or three crazy motherfuckers and go, Jesus Christ, they're all like that. Well, now you're being that guy who thinks all women are whores. Now you're being the conservative man who met some fucking clown show, fucking train wreck, drag show. Like, they met a gay person who is Ronald McDonald and Bozo the Clown, smoked fucking meth while they were pregnant and shit this fucking dude out. All gay people are like that. Fuck them. They're all fucked up in the head. That's not fucking true. That's just a reaction. You're being just like them. Is it worth fucking, really? That's not life, man. That's not real life. It's not. There's good people out here in all walks of life. I've had the pleasure of meeting people from around the world. Kazakhstan, Kazakhstan, however you say it, however you say it. Everybody pronounces it different for some reason. But I've met people from Russia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran. Believe it or not, some of the nicest people I've ever met in my life are from Iran. Now, I don't condone that type of governing. That's very poor leadership. That's very low quality leadership in those places. But some of the nicest people I've ever met were from Iran and Afghanistan. They're nice people. They're innocent people. But you can get on the internet, see a video of that one guy, that crazy motherfucker, screaming his brains out, strapping a fucking Nokia cell phone to a toaster and throwing it through a goddamn window. And that, you hate all Arab people. That's not necessary. Like, why? You don't have to hate all Arab people. That's not the world, man. That's not the whole fucking world. I guarantee you, if you go look hard enough, you will find a black woman who voted for Biden, who went fucking apeshit last night, all fucked up on pills, walked into a gas station, butt naked, ate all the potato chips, spray painted a penis on the fucking window, and left, and now she's in jail. And when you see that, you're not going to go, all women are like that, all black people are like that. You're not going to react that way, because you know for a fact that that's one crazy motherfucker. Think about that. Think about how people prey on your emotions. I'm kind of doing it right now because I'm trying to show you how you react to certain things. And even me, myself, this is just what we do. And I'm going to tell you, the weakest people ever, just on the off chance there's one of these people paying attention, the weakest human being walking the face of this earth believes wholeheartedly that this does not apply to them. They think they're immune to this. Oh, not me. Everybody, that's called entitlement. That's called significance. That is emotion taking over. they think they're fucking better than everybody else. No, you're human. I'm supreme. I don't do those things. My heart doesn't pump blood like all you fucking peasants. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a brain in my head. I've got something else. Those people are the weakest people. You want to find people who are truly uneducated, ignorant, all of these mean things? Those people are that. They genuinely do not understand that they are human and people are human beings and we're not perfect and we all have fucking flaws. They think, like, everybody throws it around way too, a narcissist. Everybody throws it around way too loosely. They really think they're that special, okay? That you are absolutely susceptible to this. You do this a fucking 100,000 times a day, whether you want to admit it or believe it or not. This is what we are. But anyhow, I want to show you that this is how we react to things. Think about how people prey on your emotions, and not in a good way. It's with malice intent. They want you to do what they want you to do. They're called manipulators. They're called manipulators. I'm not one of these people that believes in QAnon and the Illuminati. I'll tell you right now, the reason you're not a world famous singer, actor, musician, painter, drawer, sketcher, philosopher, it's because you're not nearly as good as you think you are. There's not 18 people in the world who put on cloaks and go, bah! And fucking swirly shit comes out of the ground and, you know, a mystical be like, you've lost your fucking mind. It's because you're not a very good singer. Maybe you are good at it, but you're not fucking fabulous at it. You know what I'm saying? James Brown's fabulous. Luciano Pavarotti's fabulous. And Andrea Bocelli is fabulous. You're not fabulous. That's what it takes. You know, there's no fucking secret societies. That's not real, okay? It's not fucking real. However, I will tell you that even though I have nothing personally against the man, I mean, he's never directly done anything to me, Mark Zuckerberg is in a dirty fucking business, and the same goes for Jack Dorsey. Those companies are bad companies. The people that work there are just people who fucking need a job. They're just going to work every day, feeding their kids. There's no reason to hate them. But this whole thing of China doesn't have, like, we don't have oceans around us. You know what I mean? It's like all that goes away. So China, Russia, they want to find out more about what our day-to-day lives are. And they just fucking join some group with a fake account, start trolling their ass off, get you mad at me and me mad at you. And what do they have to do it? Well, they just have to pay the fees. And what zip code would you like to target? You know? That's some real shit. That's something that actually does happen. That's not a damn conspiracy theory. That's real. That's another thing that was true. People said all these Russian bots, Russian trolls and shit. Like, that's true. That actually wasn't fake. That's a real problem. Like, somebody made you hate Trump supporters, and it was probably some Chinese fucking bot. It was somebody trolling the dog shit out of you. They speak great English. They know how to fucking sound like a trashy little loser piece of shit. And they said a bunch of hardcore, racist, homophobic, and they made you fucking hate somebody. They got you to do what they wanted you to do. This is something that actually does happen. But I don't believe for a second that the man's keeping you down. That's fucking retarded. Like, you need to practice your guitar. You need to take vocal lessons. If you think you're going to be a Hollywood actor and you've never had an acting lesson, you live in a fantasy world. I can go on and on about this. You're going to be in the NFL, but you don't practice. You play PlayStation all the fucking time, and all you ever eat is junk food, McDonald's and Taco Bell. I got news for you, man. You're not going to be in the NFL. And it ain't got nothing to do with no goddamn Illuminati, okay? You know what I'm saying? But emotional decision-making. Emotions that, man, they control everything. Like, it's the world you see, if you look around you and you see hate and just awfulness, that's not real. That's your view of the world. I've mentioned that before. It's like looking through a spyglass. You're focused. It's a lens. You zoom in on this one thing, and that's your world, you know? But I could go on and on about this. This is a subject I'm passionate about, and I just want people to see that sometimes we get mad about things, and we go back and we look at it years later, and we're like, what the fuck? Why did I get mad about that? Why was that even a thing? Like, man, that was my best friend in the fucking world, and I fucked up. You know, like, we got mad at each other over nothing. That's bullshit. Emotions do that. You got to learn to control them. You've got to learn to control them. It's easy. Observe. You know. All right. Noted. Take it in. Okay. It happened. And make some type of rational decision. Really think. If you're mad, don't make a decision yet. Sleep on it. Go home. Go to bed. Wake up the next day. Get some coffee. Think about it again. If it pisses you off thinking about it, don't make a decision yet. Don't go back for more drama. Don't go turning on the fucking news. There's all kinds of bullshit on the internet for free. You can go turn on the damn news. Don't make a decision yet. Come back to it when you're cool. That's what you do. Make sure you practice it. What happens is maybe it takes you a week to make that decision. What'll happen a lot of the time is at the end of however long you'll think about it, you're like, man, this ain't fucking worth it. I sit down and it pisses me off. And I walk away and I come back and you know what? Fuck it. And that right there. You know what? Fuck it. The emotions wore off and you discovered without emotional involvement, you went, this is not worth my fucking time. And you move on and you let it go. And I say that with a smile on my face because that's how to be happy, man. Is just understand that you're just reacting to shit. It's a fucking tweet. It's a meme. And most of the time, if you got that upset, it's probably done on purpose. Comedians, like in that part of entertainment, in the comedian world, people talk about, like, man, you can't even fucking joke about some stuff. Like, people... You can't joke anymore. It's not a fucking... Like, they don't think it's funny. They get mad. Why? It's a fucking joke. Really, think about that. When you can't laugh at a damn joke anymore, what's the quality of your life? Think about it. But anyhow, this is going to go on forever and ever. I could really, man, I could sit and talk forever. I've had people ask me to, like... Do that. It's called a master class, which is marketing bullshit. It sounds so special. But I've actually had people like say, like, man, we should all sit and just talk, like you sit in a circle and everybody shares and they talk about their mindset. That's how you grow. You grow and you learn from each other. You can't do that shit divided. So just remember, there's people like myself. I'm a conservative man. I thought Donald Trump did a great job. I think all that shit on Twitter was stupid. I believed, I'll tell you this straight up, I'll be totally transparent with you. I believed that the worst thing that ever happened was they made Barack Obama into this superstar president. We definitely should have celebrated having a black president because that was special. That was a big step for America. And by and all, he had great beliefs. And I think that the media just went crazy. He got popular. And it became the button people could push to get attention, to talk shit about him. So they did. And then what happened was some people said some stuff. It got old. And President Obama made a mistake when he invited Trump to that get-together. I don't know what that's called. But when he invited Trump to that damn thing, and he just bashed him and 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 bashed him. And that's where all this shit got started. Next thing, like, he started a war with the Donald. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of that's what we're seeing. I can't wait to see everything Donald Trump and Obama related. That includes Biden. You know, I really hope we don't see Kamala Harris run for office because people associate her with Biden. And then that's associated with Trump. That whole crew needs to not be in office. You know what I'm saying? But think about that. I think that just when we make the president famous, like Cardi B famous, we really pull the office of the presidency down. We don't push it up. We're actually pulling it down. We're putting it on wet ass pussy Post Malone, Eminem smoking pot with Snoop Dogg level, and it's not prestigious anymore. It's not high class, wearing a suit to work. It's not the office of the presidency. I've never believed that we should ever make the president like a movie star famous. He's a political figure, he's a world leader, and it should be taken much more seriously than that of a damn rapper. You know what I'm saying? And that's the way I've always felt about it. I think that was a mistake. There's better ways to celebrate achievements than that. You know what I'm saying? But anyhow, that's just me, you know. How did you react emotionally to that? Or did you go, I see, I can understand. That makes sense. Or was it, but, let's argue about it. Man, okay. Takes practice. But anyhow, enjoy your day. I hope this has been valuable in some way. And I move around. I'm animated when I talk. So hopefully I stayed in the damn microphone the whole time. But work very hard. And remember my original thing. Go back and listen to some of the examples, especially the 401k IRA thing, the Roth 401k, paying the taxes sooner than later. Like, that can save you some pain down the road. I'm just, you know, I'm not a financial advisor. Not going to give you financial advice. But I do want to tell you that little piece of it. I do want to get you to think about it maybe that way, you know. But anyhow, take care. Enjoy your day. Thanks for paying attention if you did. And I will see you in the next one.